You're now listening to La Verdad Podcast.
All right, La Verdad Podcast, we're back once again, finally in person. Christian finally made it to Grand Rapids.
Man, I made it. I was a little late. I was running on Puerto Rican time.
He told me, like, yo, I'm going to leave my house at 5 in the morning because that would have been 6 a.m. in Michigan. Yep. I'm going to arrive at 9 a.m. a couple hours early. But he also told me I'm drinking a couple beers. So at that point, I knew I didn't have to worry about him being here at 9 a.m.
And then I remember telling you, hey, we got to stop at Sabor Latino and get some empanadilla. That didn't happen. Yeah, so I'm drinking Yoo-Hoo. And some donuts.
And just in case he was on time, I text him like at 8:30, like, how far away are you? Then he was like, I'm still getting ready.
Yeah. But he's not. I was barely waking up, and I'm still kind of sleepy. But you know, we made it. We got a long day ahead of us, and we got special guests coming in all day today. So
yeah, we'll be recording the couple shows you're gonna hear the next couple of weeks are all being recorded today. Yep. From Mi Casa in good old Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yep, I made it up to the Mitt, right? That's what they call it up here?
The Mitten, man.
The Mitten.
Put some respect on our name. Put some respect out here, man.
So who do we have here today?
We got somebody who went Facebook famous for a minute last year.
I had to get her autograph as soon as I came in. I'm going to have to.
Yeah, she's somebody who last year when Donald Trump first announced that he was going to run for president, a couple of people started posting kind of open letters to Donald Trump and saying, hey, what's wrong with you? You're talking about Mexicans. You're talking about Muslims. Yep. And there a couple of those, there were a lot of them, but a couple of them really struck a chord with people. And they were usually really honest and open. And this was one of them. Her name's Adriana Almanza. How are you doing today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. I normally would ask guests for the first time, like, oh, are you nervous? But truth is, she's been on a bunch of shows already.
We had to talk to like three managers to get her in here.
Please,
she was stunting before she came here telling
stop
a story.
It.
So I know Univision.
I was in the car listening to Banda. Don't even.
Paparazzi's waiting outside. I mean, dang.
But yeah, you know, we originally tried to get her on earlier because she's actually just a personal friend outside of this whole podcast world. But the schedules just kind of never matched up and. It just was never a good time, man. But now there's a lot of new things are happening. The week that this gets released, it'll be just about the 1 year anniversary. What was the date?
Yeah, it was the day after Father's Day that I posted it. So June 22nd.
All right.
Yeah.
And this will come out June 23rd. So when you hear it, it's just a day after all the madness. And she told me like, hey, I think it would be kind of a good time now because it's been a year. You know, things have settled down a bit. And one of the cool things that happened is that when she went viral, a ton of people started following her on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And so there's all these random people all over the world who are genuinely interested in who you are and kind of what you have to say. And
who I love. Shout out to my followers. Love them.
What up, though?
And before you start with the story, I kind of wanted to give a little insight of background on what had happened. I remember seeing the story, and I think you came out on Univision, right? And you're going to mention that later on in the podcast. But my dad always religiously watches the news. That's his thing. He always watches the news. And I'm looking at the news. I'm like, holy shit.
I know
that girl. So I felt all famous. My dad's like, he's like, oh, we'll put the DVR on. Record it. It was one of those. I think I might have even texted you through Facebook. And I was like, were you just in the news? Like, and it was pretty cool. I was like, yeah, I know that girl. That's pretty awesome. But I'm sure it hit you from surprise. Yeah. Like, it was just kind of like one of those. So tell us about it. Tell us about that.
I mean, I think, you know, there are people online who try to get their posts to go viral, which is interesting, very interesting that you would try to do that. And mine was just very genuine. It was, I remember the week that Donald Trump went out and kind of said all those things at a press conference, and I was at work that day, and I started hearing all this negative rhetoric coming kind of out of his mouth, and I kind of just had to sit back and say to myself, is he honestly saying this? Like, is this really happening right now? And then that same week, I kind of just let it filter in. I remember I had told Carlos that that week I was having a really bad week with a lot of things, negative things coming out on the news, and I was just feeling really down and depressed. And he's like, sometimes you just have to kind of take a step back and, and let it sink in for a minute and just take a break. And that week was the same week that, what is his name, Dylan, the one who went and shot up the
Dylan Roof, Dylan Roof. I don't even want to know his name. Shot up a church in South Carolina.
And I connected the two. I was like, wow, what Donald Trump is saying is the beginning, but the end is very much what Dylan had done. And so it really struck a chord with me that following Sunday was Father's Day, and my father and I have a great relationship. Mm-hmm. He raised me. I absolutely love him, and I'm super appreciative of all of his sacrifices. And so that next day, I had the day off from work, and I was just kind of sitting reflecting, and I decided I like to write, I like to express myself, and so I decided to kind of just write this letter to Donald Trump saying, hey, all of these things that you said, they're not true. My father's a prime example, and my father's not the only example, because there are just millions and millions of other Mexicans who have the same story as my father. Not only Mexicans, but other immigrants. You know, he's obviously singled out Mexicans, but we know that he was referring to a far larger population.
It's blogging or is that something that you like to do or used to do before this whole thing went viral?
No, I mean I've always like had an interest in it, but I've always expressed myself via, you know, Facebook posts. And I'm pretty political, and in that arena, I know people always say the two things you're never supposed to talk about are politics and religion. I do that. I do it openly. I don't have a problem kind of expressing how I feel about those
and that's
things.
Awesome. Is that how you were raised, kind of being open about talking?
I've always had kind of a little mouth on me.
Because you know, it's kind of interesting. You know, we were talking to some union organizers a couple weeks ago, and they were mentioning that one of the hardest things that they have to deal with the Latino population is that they don't want to talk about politics and religion or money, right? So coming from a Latina, you know, to be able to go out there and express your opinion and knowing that you're probably going to get some backlash.
Quite a bit.
Me, that was, I think you kind of gave everybody like a proud moment and kind of gave everybody that la bola de hacer algo, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, to do something. And, you know, it was crazy. I mean, from your post, I know that it went viral. You didn't have that in your mind for it to go viral.
Absolutely not.
Was it overwhelming?
Absolutely, 150% overwhelming. I remember, you know, about an hour later, people were texting me saying, oh my gosh, it has this many likes, it has this many shares. And then 5 hours later, it went up a couple thousand. And then, you know, just throughout the middle of the night, I was getting phone calls and text messages saying, it's up to 40,000, it's up to 50,000, 100,000, 200,000. Oh my gosh, it's at 350,000 likes. And it was very overwhelming. And most of it very positive. I will say that about 95% very positive messages that I received. About 5%, you know, what can you do? That kind of negative 5% of
people reaching out to your workplace.
People reaching out to my workplace.
So at that point, it's like a mini celebrity, kind of like, you know, not to like say that, you know, there's always bad connotations behind celebrities or whatever,
right?
But you have to be careful what you're saying.
Yep, you're
right?
The spotlight.
So did you feel that right away, or were you like, it took you, maybe, you know, for some people, they learn from experiences, so they might have said something bad after their post went viral, and it's like, oh shit, I should have not said that. Did you shut that off real quick? You knew already, like, hey, I need to be careful what I say now,
because
I have
no, because if I say something, I genuinely 100%
so it goes back to that.
That post wasn't surprising, right? So for a long time, like she said, she's been doing a lot of those type of political opinionated post, and this just happened to be one that, you know, really, really latched on. But she's had posts before that get shared by one or two friends, and really that's all it takes sometimes. All it takes is one or two people to like what you have to say, and then it could just go viral, and that's really how it happens. But being genuine is one of those core pieces of it.
Right.
Do you know what was the first like share or what made it blow up?
I honestly have no idea.
That's crazy.
It just kind of took off like the domino effect.
I think the internet's crazy.
I think it's just the story resonated with a lot of people who share a similar story.
Yeah.
Which is great to know that, you know, so many people can share that.
And it's crazy that it's been a year and this man might become president.
He won't.
And I don't get it. I tell Carlos, I'm one of those guys that I don't get into political talk because I don't know much about it, right. And I don't want to sound like an idiot, you know, talking about it. So we don't really talk much politics in our podcast. And if we ever do, it's more on Carlos's side because
he's well versed on it today.
You know, so he knows more about it than I do. I'm more on the whole culture and all that. But you know, when he told me that we're gonna do this show, I was like, crap, like I'm just gonna talk about the viral marketing and
Christian is worried about politics.
Yeah,
and religion.
I'm like, man, please
and religion.
Religion too. I'm like, please don't get me in there.
And those are the ones I'm happy about. Yeah. But again, it's La Verdad Podcast. It's about spreading the truth. Is if Christian's truth is that, hey, I just want to learn from afar and kind of make my decision and keep it to my, that's fine. A lot of people are like that. Some are gonna speak their voice a little more and that's also cool. But it's all, you know, as Latinos, we have so many different opinions, different perspectives, and it's kind of cool, I think, to share and just kind of come together in one space and learn from one another.
Absolutely.
So, and I remember, too, when I was one of your followers, too, yeah. You know.
You were my friend before.
But I started to follow, you know, the whole trend of people, you know, some people attacking you on there.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, you know, as a friend.
My followers wanted
as
to
a
get
friend,
them.
The first thing you want to do is like, yo, like, yeah. why are you coming at her like that? Mm-hmm. But was your, how do I say this, your Latinidad or your ethnicity ever questioned?
Questioned by myself or questioned by?
By them.
By them.
Yeah,
no.
Like saying you're not Latina enough to say something like that.
Oh, no,
you,
that, no, that, no.
Because I've seen that in other posts, you know, somebody will put that out there and then they'll be like, what do you know? You didn't come from Mexico or what do you know? You know.
No, I don't think that ever happened. I did have one person. I was going through Univision. They obviously kind of had their stuff online. And sometimes I'd go in there just to see, you know, what people were saying. Mm-hmm. And one person had said, you know, because I did that video, that A&J video.
Okay.
You guys saw that, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And it was in English.
A&J is Al Jazeera. Yep. Their online version, and that went viral.
That
also,
had
by the
millions
way.
And millions, had millions of viewers. And they had produced one in Spanish, which I had no idea about. Mm. The guy came, he did the video, we did it in English, and that was that. And months later, my cousins in Mexico started posting the video with nice. Spanish subtitles, and I just didn't know it existed. It was an A&J in Espanol. And so one of the people had commented on there, well, why is she talking in this video in English?
Okay.
Why isn't she speaking in Spanish? And, you know, so I rightly defended myself. I said, you know, I didn't want to do the video. They came to me and they asked me to do it. They asked me to do it in English. You know, I had no idea that this was even done in Spanish.
Yeah.
But I really don't bite my tongue. So if someone is saying something to me, I'm coming right back at them. That's just always how I've been.
And that's interesting that you brought that up because I know a lot of people question the ethnicity because, oh, we don't speak the language
we
or something like that.
We
weren't born there. Oh, it's your parents. But it's like, you know what?
I get that from family too, you know, like.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mostly from family.
Yeah.
And like for myself, I'm real big on Puerto Rico. I wasn't born in Puerto Rico. My parents were. Well, my mom was, right?
Right.
Pero growing up, my dad and my mom always instilled the culture in me. So is that something that happened with you? Like your parents showed you where they came from?
Right.
Because you're real proud about that. I see you all the
super
time
proud.
Posting about wearing your botas and
but
listening to banda.
But this is interesting. Yeah, this is something that a lot of people don't know. I grew up in Greenville, Michigan, which is about 45 minutes north of here.
Okay.
Very white community.
Okay.
And so I struggled a lot with my identity growing up. I didn't learn Spanish as a child. I learned it when I grew up. It was just very confusing to me. That's when I experienced racism for the first time. I had, when I was in fourth grade, a kid used to call me Mowgli. And I had no idea who Mowgli was.
Sorry.
Right? But it's apparently, I've never seen the movie, but a brown.
I still don't know what that means. What does that mean?
A brown little kid from the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I'd never seen the movie.
Man.
So I had no idea, but
it's out of theaters
nasty,
right now.
Man.
And so, yep, all my friends are white, and I'm like, who's Mowgli, you know? And then I find out. And so that was my first, like, real experience with prejudice and racism and racist remarks or whatever. But I struggled a lot with my identity growing up. But I, you know, we traveled back to Mexico when I was a child. And then once I, you know, got older, it really hit me when I got to college and I started, you know, taking classes and started learning about the world and oppression and social justice and just, you know, all of these international issues and socioeconomic issues. It really started hitting me. And that's when I, you know, really became very pro Mexican, if you will, if that's even a thing. But I've always said to myself, I wouldn't have to be so pro-Mexican if society didn't teach me to be true, so anti.
And that's really kind of like a bad, like, make it seem like it's a bad thing that you right. came from over there. It's like, right. yo, like that was always what was instilled in me. It's right. like, no, be proud of where you're from.
Exactly.
You know? If you notice Puerto Ricans, we always have our flag everywhere. And, right. And it was, you know, through history, it was because they told us that we couldn't have our flag out right. and all that. But we'll go into an episode on that yeah. another day. But the fact that you didn't see it growing up, you did see it in fourth grade, and then that kind of like, you know,
right. Yeah. I mean,
in the back of your mind, it was always there.
It was, you know, even like customs in the household, they were different mm-hmm. than when I would go to my other friends, you know, houses who were predominantly white. And so, again, it was that identity conflict and struggle with me.
And it's part of growing up, too, you know, so you want to be able to not lie to yourself and lie to who you really are. But I'm glad that you were able to share that with the world too, because it's a big thing that a lot of people struggle with nowadays.
Yeah. Especially young people, you know, even when the post went viral, I had a teacher from Texas reach out to me, and he was just so appreciative that it went viral and the message behind it, because he said that he had an elementary class and the kids down in the valley mm-hmm. Were very ashamed of where they came from. And so he wanted to be able to share, you know, this story. And so, you know, there are lots of children out there who are going through the same thing, you know, and trying to find themselves and very confused. And
I know within the same time period that your post went viral, there was another one where it was a picture of like a graduating senior.
Yes,
or
something. I love that.
I thought it was you for a second. I was like, but no, it was another person too. You know, so a lot of these posts went viral and it kind of resonated. It's kind of like, you know, talking to like a Theo, right, that always gets like, they always make fun of him at work, and he finally gets an award at work. And this actually happened to me. He finally gets an award, and he just wants to brag about it and have everybody, because the whole life it was always like, no, don't say that you're undocumented. Don't say that you're Mexican. Right. And you finally have somebody from your own community saying it out there. It's like, hell yeah, fuck Trump kind of thing, you know? Like,
right.
Yeah. So any hate mail from that? I'm all into this.
Yes.
I want to know what happened.
Lots of hate mail.
How do you deal with that?
It's, you know, some of them you just turned a blind eye. You just have to turn a blind eye. It's just complete ignorance, and you don't even want to entertain it. And then there are some days where I can't not say anything. I have to say something. Mm. And most of the time, I try to be professional. I try to be, you know, because
everybody's looking at you.
Well, yeah, and
she's gotten a little better at ignoring the trolls.
There's a lot of trolls, right? And you don't want to go back at them with hate, because where's that conversation going to get you, right? Yeah. And no one's learning anything. We're not progressing from the conversation. But there are sometimes where I literally want to cuss people out, and you know,
There's a weird thing about there's a type of weird person in the world that all they must do is go online. I think if you're the type of person who goes online and finds somebody's post who you don't know just to talk shit about them, that says a lot about you and who you are.
Like, do you have a job? Like what do
kind,
you do?
What kind of losers are
Would you consider that cyberbullying? I do. It's kind of like those people that they thrive off of that.
Those are the same. I mean, a while back, there was a singer who had cheated on another famous person, and they went over, and she was young. They kind of just grilled her on Instagram, and the next day she had attempted suicide. And so they were like, we're talking about, she was in the hospital.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Because that pressure is major, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it also takes some strength to start learning how to, hey, kind of just remember the whole reason this whole thing blew up is because it's overall it's positive, right? Like you mentioned earlier, there's so much negativity coming at us. There's so much hate in the world, and so many lessons coming from TV, from our school books, telling us, you know, that we're not shit, right? Black, brown, Latino, immigrants. And one of the reasons that these posts do so well, and just now, this past week, you had a couple young ladies in Texas who were the valedictorians.
Yep.
That might have been what you were talking about also. They went viral because she announced in her speech to the graduating class, like, I'm undocumented. And I'm like, hell yeah.
You
do that.
Yeah.
She's been getting so much
a lot of hate.
One of the girls,
and it's getting
deleted
to her
Twitter account.
Yeah. And I remember reading,
put that back up.
Yeah. But the thing is that we're not, you're a tough cookie.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
you're older too.
That's why I like to ask these questions, because I'm the opposite way. I when somebody sends me hate mail, and I need to listen to Carlos a little bit more and kind of get more into that. But when somebody starts hating on, like, whether it be en la verdad or something like that, I get fueled, man. And I'll be like, yo, look at this shit. And Carlos is like, bro, don't worry about
it. We got a little hater. He's texting me like, no, what the fuck is this about? He started getting mad. I got mad too, although I did respond. I responded once or twice myself. But overall, you know, I think that when you feed into negative energy, that takes away from what you're trying to do that's positive.
Absolutely, so absolutely.
Just want to keep pushing forward with what you're doing that's working. And the haters will just keep falling by the wayside. You keep progressing.
It's tough,
man. I mean, they're always going to be there because, let's mm-hmm. be honest, they're unhappy with their situation.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly don't think that it's, you know, they don't like me because my father's from Mexico or that I support undocumented immigrants mm-hmm. and undocumented students. And, you know, that's not the reason. They don't like us because mm-hmm. they are in a situation that they feel like they can't control and they're unhappy in where they're at in life.
It's a lot easier to blame someone else.
Absolutely.
Instead of looking at yourself and saying, hey, you know what, I can do this better. We all face challenges, but I think the type of people who's always looking outside of themselves as the cause of their problems need to kind of turn, look in the mirror and say, okay, what do I got to change? So we all have some influence in bettering, you know, everything about us.
And then I also see too, you know, certain people have experienced something, whether it was when they were a kid or whatnot.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That, for example, let's say a little Mexican kid probably bullied them when they were mm-hmm. a little kid, and now for the rest of their life they hate all Mexicans. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're seeing
and they hate you too because they think you're Mexican because you speak Spanish.
Exactly. I wonder if that's what happened to Donald Trump.
Also,
I wonder if Donald Trump got bullied by a Mexican.
I don't know.
Well, he was a millionaire kid. He probably didn't have to meet Mexicans unless they were working for him.
True, true. So or at the school or something.
In his case, they were the one building all the buildings that he was funding.
Yeah.
In his case, there's another type of people who they just haven't had the interaction. Like, for example, until I got to college, I didn't really have Asian friends. I had like one Asian friend growing up.
True.
Most of my high schools were all black and Latino, right? And so then I had some friends, and I was like, oh, you're pretty cool. But it didn't hit me until after. I was like, wow, this is actually the first time I had an Asian friend. But it's because I never lived around a lot of Asian people. They didn't go to my high school, so I didn't go to high schools where they were at. And so that's a part of it is just educating and exposure to people.
Mm-hmm.
But then you still got that white supremacy, that racism, that kind of is the underbelly of America.
That's the problem with immigration is a lot of people have an opinion about it, and mm-hmm. they don't know a single immigrant.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you talk about immigration when you won't even take the time to get to know?
They know the label. They don't know the human being that's going through it or the struggle of what that person's mm-hmm. doing. I mean, I give mad props to immigrants because, you know what? I went to Mexico on vacation. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was scared to leave the resort. So no. And what I mean by that is immigrants come to this country not knowing the language.
Yeah.
Not knowing what the hell this street is or what they're doing. And yet they build restaurants. Mm-hmm. They make money. They do what. Man, that's a lot of props.
Is that why you were just asking us about resorts in DR?
Right before
like,
we started recording.
Not leaving that resort.
No, but like I'm talking about like that fear that you got of the unknown, mm-hmm. right? I'm very big on that. Like I'm like, damn, like what if I get lost? I speak Spanish. I would have, mm-hmm. but let's say I would have gone to like Asia or something not Asia, China, right? And I would have gotten lost. I'm like, damn, if it wasn't for technology, you know, Google Translate or something like that, then I would be shit out of luck. Like, I don't know what to do.
Think about it. They leave their families behind. They leave their mm-hmm. culture behind. They leave their language, their food. I mean, they leave so much behind. It's just, it really is an inspiration.
I'm the opposite. I'm the opposite of you. Whenever I travel, I try to find the hood.
Really?
When I went to Brazil.
I'm so scared of that.
I was in Brazil on a work trip. And then on one of our the free days, I actually took a taxi. And I said, just take me to the market. And when I went through the market, I seen a whole bunch of people, and in my mind, I'm like, I don't think they're Brazilian. They were black, and there's black Brazilians,
mm-hmm.
but I knew the area itself was a lot more mixed than the huge group I was seeing, like hundreds of people outside of a church. Mm-hmm. So I asked the taxi driver, like, who are they? Am I chopped up Spanish/Brazilian? They called mm-hmm. me. They called it Portañol. he told me, oh, those are all Haitian immigrants from the Haiti earthquake. So Brazil opened their doors and. It was a bunch of them just rebuilding their life in a new language.
Right.
And so I went through the hood and the only thing the taxi driver told me is like, it's okay right now. They all think you're Brazilian. But when it gets dark, it doesn't matter if you're Brazilian. You're going to want to be out of here. And so I just made sure I went to the markets. I was hanging out. But what I take off my watches. I don't wear rings. I don't wear jewelry.
Yeah.
And I dress real simple. And I just learned that in DR because
right.
I learned that when I was younger going over there. And so I like seeing it because it helps me remember a few things. One, we're really similar, especially across Latin America, right? I was in Brazil. The only difference, I could have been in Santo Domingo. I could have been in Colombia. The only difference is that they were speaking Portuguese, but the culture was similar. The food was really similar. The expressions were similar. And that's kind of one of the cool things about traveling. So all those people who are hating on immigrants in America, all those, you know, racists or who don't want to say you're racist, but you know deep down inside you kind of don't like people of color, try and take a trip somewhere else and go to the hood. You know, try to take, go and see that they're people just like you are. And if you still feel the way you are, that's okay. It's happened before, but it's going to change. You're just going to die off. You're going to die off at some point and your kids are going to do better.
Exactly.
Now, another question in regards to your viral post. When you went to Mexico, did they know about it? You've been to Mexico, right?
I've been twice. Yep, I went in August of last year, and then I go every year to Guanajuato in December. In August, I went to Cabo on vacation with some girls.
She also used to go before this went viral.
And shout out to Guanajuato, right?
Yeah, that's shout where out you're to
from.
Guanajuato, yep.
GTO.
Any specific area in Guanajuato?
El Capulín Salvatierra.
Shout out to the rancho.
Yes.
Shout out.
It kind of blew up in the area that I'm from. And throughout Mexico, I got emails from places all over in Mexico from different states. Really? So that was pretty cool to hear people from Mexico reach out to me and say that they appreciated kind of like what I said. Yep. Nice. That was really cool. But when I went back in December when I went to Guanajuato, I actually had someone reach out to me and they wanted to do an interview there, but I was just getting ready to leave. And I really, that's family time. I'm only there for about 2 to 3 weeks. And so I kind of
isolate from everything else.
At that point, I just want to appreciate where I'm at. Yeah. And
that's great that you go all the time and kind of, you know, get together with the family that's still over there. You know what I'm saying?
Because
a lot of us
it.
Don't have that anymore, you know, or they all live out here. And,
a lot of people say that, you know, we don't have anywhere to go back to, but I'm really appreciative that I do have a home back there, and the food is great and the bailes. And
now, what do they think about Trump over there? And we'll get into politics now. I'm gonna hand this over to Carlos and listen over here. But what do people think about Trump? You know, he mentions about making them pay for a wall, you know, and I know that a couple, who was it, Vicente Fox?
Yes, from Guanajuato.
he went out there and
he
cursed
said,
them out.
F you, I'm not paying for that pinche wall.
And who's the current president of Mexico right now?
Peña Nieto.
And how is his feelings with Trump?
You know, I think that's a whole different story. You know, there's a
Mexican politics is
really, really, really.
I'm still wondering where the 43 from Ayotzinapa are.
Yeah, true,
man.
So the people over there with the whole Trump, any supporters that you could think of over there, or anybody that's like,
as far as like celebrities, as far as politicians, like
or just
general population. I get people from again all over sending, you know, messages that say, you know, they're against what he says. I think they kind of just look at it and say, what a lot of countries do outside of the U.S. is like, what is going on in the United States? Like, what is this? Yeah. But I know celebrities, Los Tigres del Norte, they've, you know, come out, Maná, they've said some things. And so it's important to just kind of have that voice out there.
Exactly.
Because like you said, a lot of people don't want to say anything.
Yeah, they're just quiet about it. And a lot of people have the same mentality as I do when it comes down to politics, because it's so messy and we don't know much about it, that it's like, you know what, I'd rather not say something and somebody else is gonna have a better comeback. And I always say this, with, we have a friend that we group chat all the time, and he's a pro Hillary supporter, right? Really big political guy.
You've met him. I'll tell you who he is after the podcast.
No.
We've mentioned him a lot in this podcast. He's like one of those guys that he needs to come in here.
He's gonna be on here
You've met him. He's a pro Hillary supporter, and I was I am a pro Bernie supporter.
Yes.
And for my own reasons, but I never really go deep down into like anything. So anytime I'll say like feel the burn, he'll come back with some crazy like statistics and all this. I'm like, dude, I don't even know what to say. I just like Bernie.
I'm rolling my eyes for all of the people listening right now.
He defends his position really well.
Good.
He is.
But when I debate him, It's always fun.
Who is it now? Tell me.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say it on here.
You know, he feels like a celebrity already. He's like,
we'll get him on at some point if he wants to be on, because he also works in he works in a school. Yeah, I think. Yeah. So I don't know if he wants, even though he's public about it, I don't know if he wants us to say it in this platform.
But what okay. I mean by that is that he has... So if somebody ever debates me on it, I don't have any backups. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I always stay away from politics. And I feel like that's what happens a lot everywhere. You know?
And the truth is, with a lot of our people, especially like Latinos, immigrants, we're busy. Mm-hmm. It's like I could talk... My mom, she just texted me and said, because this is her first time voting, so she said, who should I vote for? Mm-hmm. And then I just told her, okay, just vote for Bernie, mm-hmm. based on what's there. But the truth is, I explained to her why. But if I would have told her vote for Hillary, she would have voted for Hillary.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because they're busy. You know, they're running their lives. A lot of our parents are working. And they don't have time to keep up with the news as I would. Where, you know, I'm sitting in an office. And whenever I have a time, I could pull up Twitter, you know, hashtag Clinton or Sanders, whatever. And I can get a quick synopsis of what's going on. But... our people aren't informed, and that's a big piece of it. Mm-hmm. That's a whole big part of the puzzle, just kind of knowing what's going on. So they're coming into the race without that understanding that, yes, there are a lot of people who will vote for a candidate just because they see them on TV. But on the flip side, it sucks because there's a lot of good people out there, like Jill Stein, the Green Party. Mm-hmm. She's really dope. Like if you looked up her policies,
absolutely.
And I just see her on Twitter, and I feel so bad because she's just like, there is a third way, but like nobody's really listening to you. but it falls back on us and the citizens and on the people in the country. Yeah. So we were trained to look at politics in a certain way that there's only these two parties that you should support, mm-hmm. and it's like, yeah. It's a democracy, so these other people have a shot, but they don't. They don't get invited to the big debates. They don't get invited to the big forums. And so the truth is, without that exposure, you don't have a shot. Right. You could be a perfect person. If Obama, when he ran, if he didn't get the same exposure that he did, if he would have ran as a third party president, he wouldn't have got a shot at all.
Right. Yeah.
Is there a future in politics for you, Adriana?
I've always wanted to.
Oh,
you know,
hot takes.
Yeah, if she makes it big, I hope she remembers.
She better come back and share a podcast or two.
You know, yes, I've always wanted. That was the original goal when I...
you were in college and stuff?
Yeah, when I was in college. And then I started working in like local nonprofits, and I got really connected to the community. Mm-hmm. I really love serving my community. And so right now I'm in higher education. But yeah, I definitely see a future. Mm-hmm. And I think we need... more people of color in politics, and especially Latinas, we you know, are not represented enough in that area. So definitely.
Anything specific? Any?
I would say local at first, but eventually, yep. I would like to branch out.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, because locals, in my opinion, is staying involved locally mm-hmm. is more important than staying involved nationally.
I agree. Change happens at the grassroots level. Yeah. And okay. So, you know, serving your community and being involved locally is important.
And in Chicago, they have really strong local politics. I know Christian's always telling me about his councilman. And I'm like, I don't know who's running for what in Grand Rapids. I don't know anyone. But like over there, it's a big thing. And I think in Chicago, I didn't feel that way in New York when I used to live there, even when I go back and talk to people I know. But in Chicago... even people who aren't into politics can tell you something basic about their local councilman or their alderman because they see the impact. And I think it's really cool, but Chicago's also real corrupt.
Yeah, I'm more – so the only political thing that I know of, I'm more in the community base. So I know my alderman. I know the political structure around the wards. That's what we call
that's
it.
That's dope.
And I know – who to align myself with. I know when they were campaigning, I was campaigning in that level. But when it comes down to more of a national level, I'm not, you know, and I'm the same way. Like, my dad's really into politics, and I'm the type that I would be like, hey, Pao, like, who should I vote for, man? Like, and he'll give me all the insights, like, oh, this and that. But my dad's, he'll say he's not political, mm-hmm. but he reads a lot. So he'll read about Puerto Rico. He's really active in the Puerto Rico politics, it's really well. Like,
Independentista?
You don't even say it.
I think
he is, but he won't mention it more because he likes to know both sides of the story.
Yeah.
I mean, low key, I think he is, but you know, I am. But when it comes down to the whole aspect of politics, that's how I've known more of the community politics because of my dad.
Right.
You know, and being able to know exactly what's going on and who's running for who and the achievement, the bochincha that's happening there here and there. But you're a mom as well, right?
I am. I am a new mother. New mom. Yes, baby girl, Alessandra.
So the reason I bring that up is because you obviously were brought up to be a strong woman.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Any advice? Because I have a daughter too, right? So
you
so
have a what?
A daughter.
Okay.
Right? 4 years old. And mm-hmm. I want her to be like that. You know, yeah. a tough cookie. I mm-hmm. want her to voice her opinions. And I want her to be able to be, you know, to not take no shit.
Right.
Right? What are you going to do, or what are you trying to do with your daughter in order to for her to grow up to be like that?
Yeah. What I would hope would happen is that I instill in my daughter the pride that I now have for the community okay. in which I come from, and that you don't just stand up for yourself, because I'm not obviously undocumented.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not an immigrant. I was born yeah. here. You have to stick up for other people as well. You have to love other people.
Exactly.
You have to fight their fight with your fight as well.
Yeah.
It's not just about you. And so I'm hoping to instill her in her kind of that pride
yeah.
and then also the love for serving other people and standing up for other people.
And that's the part where, for me, I feel like it might be a little harder for me to mm-hmm. do that. And the reason being is I learned the love for people through church, right?
Right, yep.
You know, I was always brought up with going to church, yep. Misa every Sunday,
yep.
right? My mom will take
yep.
me. Then us I became well. An usher and an altar server, right?
Look at you.
So I understood the community. I understood that. And then my grandmother was real big on bilingual education. So that came mm-hmm. from that. So that's what I want to instill in my daughter. Mm-hmm. But I feel like certain things happen. So, for example, for me, I went to a Latino high school, and then it was not until I went to college that I feel discrimination, right? Mm. So that's what sparked this whole La Verdad, me joining a Latino fraternity, me
right.
being very big on Latino things.
Shout out to the frat.
Yeah. Shout out to Phi Alpha. I feel like that's what made me who I am now. So sometimes I feel like maybe my daughter has to go through that, or maybe, and it's sad, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. I think that way, right? I completely understand, you know, what you're saying, because, you know, you find people who make it, quote unquote, they make
yeah.
it, and then, you know, you fear that your son or daughter isn't going to struggle, so they're not going to appreciate, mm-hmm. but you always want to do better,
yeah.
you know, for your kids.
That's
your
a fear
kids.
Of mine. That's
Absolutely.
A fear of mine, too, of my little girl.
Yep, and I've thought of that. But that's why it's important to know your roots and to yeah. know where you come from and to take
yeah.
them back to those
yeah.
roots
so
they are appreciative as well.
Something basic like just trying to talk Spanish if you know Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you don't speak it very well, play the music. You
mm-hmm.
know, in our house, you'll hear some hip-hop one day, and then in the morning, you're going to hear some bachata, merengue, salsa.
That's when you know you got to clean.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So
it's
cleaning time. And so that's a big part of just understanding that, or helping your children understand that this is who you are. Like, yeah, we got this society around us, but we're our own community as well. And we have to be prideful of that, because being proud of ourselves and being, you know, good, positive role models really helps strengthen not just our families,
yeah.
but the families around us, because people are looking, right? You guys might not realize it, but there are people who are watching you and watching your kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
I might not realize yeah. it, but there's family members. And my grandma was here over late. Was it Labor Day or Memorial Day weekend? I forget the holiday.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day weekend. And she was like, oh, your daughter's so smart. She's doing really
yeah.
well. Like, I'm happy. And that makes me really proud.
Yeah.
But I've also had friends come and they'll look at me and they'll say, wow, I love the fact that, you know, you'll go to school and you have a daughter. But I'll also say the same things about other people I know. And I might not always tell them,
yeah.
but we're all looking at each other. And sometimes it's good to just say, shout out to you doing a good job.
Yes.
So
yeah.
shout out to both of you for doing a good job.
Yes.
Thank you. Good, strong parents.
I'm just a new parent, so don't.
And shout out to my friend Erso. He's going to be in a future podcast coming up, and we're recording also today. He's got his two beautiful children with him as well.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's definitely something that I always think about, you know, and it's
yeah.
just, I want to make sure that my daughter does what I'm doing or has the same passion.
It's important
yeah.
doing, because, you know? I mean, think about how many, and not even young people, but even older people who forget where they come from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It happens more than what we
yeah.
know. And so I definitely don't want that to happen with my baby girl.
Yeah, especially talking about, like, forgetting where you come from. I know people, especially in the Puerto Rican community,
mm-hmm.
who have changed their last names to more of
Americanized
last name, or they'll change their name from, like, Maria to Mary, Because during the times of like the 50s and, right, and all that,
the Chicana movement,
when the, yeah, and, yep. And the Young Lords era and all that, Puerto Ricans were looked down upon.
I like how all the shows come full circle. And we bring another episode. Listen to the Young Lords episode number one.
Yeah. So that tends to happen. And then, you know, I don't understand it at the time. But then I always try to sit back and understand where they're coming from. And it's just kind of like, damn, like maybe they do have un propósito behind it. Maybe mm-hmm. there is a reason behind it. But at the same time, it's just, I'm so glad that I was raised the way I was, and that my mm-hmm. grandmother and my parents instilled that yo soy boricua pa que tú lo sepa mentality, you know? And somebody's going to go right now on YouTube and check out. And since we're doing a reggaeton show later on, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But, you know, that was always instilled in me, and I'm so proud of that. And mm-hmm. I'm happy that you're able to bring that up and, yes. and do it in such a big yeah. arena, you know, and I'm so glad that your post went viral. I'm so glad that I knew you before your post went viral.
It's good to see positive people.
Yes.
Right? There's a lot
surround
of,
yourself
there's,
with
there's
positivity.
A lot of, but there's a lot of weirdos. And I know we talked about hating up people. There's a lot of weirdos who go viral, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's, like, much love and success to them. But yes. In my mind, I'm like, why?
Like, how?
I don't get it.
Like, how? That just tells us how much, like, how dumb some people could be.
So,
you know, if there was a reason for me to go viral, this would have been it. I wouldn't have chosen another yeah. way.
Now, Adriana, looking towards the future, mm-hmm. there's like what? Like 16,000 right now?
Followers? Facebook.
So 16,000 followers, holy but that's crap. Aside from friends.
From friends, yeah. So probably about 20,000 total.
Yeah, 20 plus.
On Facebook?
And still
on
a
Facebook.
Couple there's, thousand waiting.
Yeah, and so there's a bunch holy of people crap. Who haven't been approved. That's a lot of influence, right? We do this show. It's nowhere near, right, like that type of reach.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say something, people listen. Do you have anything planned for the future at all to kind of use with this new community that you've been building?
Yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to, you know, come out with these political shirts and
okay.
these culturally conscious shirts,
okay.
And active wear okay. for people to again be proud of where they come from, and so that's definitely kind of in the works right now. So
nice.
Look out for that.
When it's, I'm gonna pressure her to have it all ready by the time this episode is launched. So go on our Facebook page. And we're going to share it. We're going to share, like, whatever it is. If it's not a shirt, if all it is a website where she wants to blog,
yeah.
we'll share that. But I'm going to pressure her to release something, because the fact that 20,000 people are coming to you
mm-hmm.
wanting to hear you speak means that I want you to use that influence
yeah.
in a much more intentional manner, because it's important and the streets need this.
Yes, absolutely. and I've wanted to do it for quite a long time now, and
yeah.
even before I went viral.
Before, we used to talk about it,
but
before
I got
you
pregnant, and then life, you know, just happened. Yeah. Life comes at
you
fast.
Happens. Yeah,
you know.
But it's still something I want to do, and so yes, please look out for that.
Okay,
absolutely.
That's great. Any word of advice that you could give? Let's start with our young Latina listeners.
Young Latina listeners.
We have a pretty big number of around the age of 18 to like 25
yeah.
listeners right now.
That's probably the biggest yeah. hub right there.
Latinas?
Yeah. Well, in the Latina, that age group.
That age group would yeah. probably be the ones that are listening to most. In general, it's 18 to 25 in general, but
mm-hmm.
for Latinas, it's also the same.
Okay. Yeah. Words of wisdom? Is that
yeah.
what you're looking for? Yeah. Be proud of where you come from, and never let anyone, you know, tell you that you're less than.
Yeah.
Because society conditions us to think that we are, and to believe that we are less than.
Yeah.
And we are not. We are a strong people. We're confident. And we have a lot to offer to this country.
Yeah.
And so, yep, I think that would be.
And I know we could talk way more. We kind of wanted to get this
yeah.
you know, out of you. Know exactly how it went, how it felt.
We want you back in the future.
Yeah,
yes.
we definitely do. We could go into some other talks.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
And I know that you have a lot to share with us, too, in your journey.
Yeah, like we did the little talk, like the main one, the main reason that you wanted to come here and that we wanted you to come here. But the truth is you have a lot of cool opinions. You have a really unique perspective. That's cool to share. You know, maybe in the future she launches her own podcast.
Hey.
She's a natural on the mic. Who knows?
Yeah, she's a natural, man.
Yeah, she's real comfortable. I guess all that Univision and Al Jazeera, all these people got her ready, right?
So all the big names, huh?
Yeah, now she's ready for, now she came back to the minor leagues for a day just to kick it with us for a second.
So for those that haven't followed you yet, because I know you have a lot of followers,
where can they find you?
They can find me at Adriana Almanza on Facebook.
She'll probably be the first one that comes up.
I hope I'm the first one that comes up.
Or Google it and it'll
come
up.
My Instagram is adriana.gto.
Okay.
You can follow me there. And then my Twitter account, which I don't use much, but Carlos wants me to get back in the Twitter game.
The Twitter game is where it's at.
I made him get it. Don't feel bad. He didn't use it. I made him get back on it, too.
Yeah,
Carlos is always talking about it. I don't use it much, but I need to get back on there. Okay. And that's AD_Almanza.
Perfect. Are you sharing the snaps, or that's only for the real friends?
No, I just recently started sharing my snaps as well, so I have a lot of new snap friends. So that's AD_Almanza as well.
So just text me one of these days, text or email me a picture of the Snapchat code, and we can put that up as well so that people can follow you that
definitely.
Way.
Definitely.
And big shout out to Guanajuato.
Yes.
To your family.
To the homeland, to Guanajuato. And my mother is from Mission, Texas, so shout out to Texas
So that's the valley, right?
Yes, to the valley.
I got to give a quick shout out to, para todos los mexicanos que nos están escuchando, vamos a decir en español. Big shout out. Un placer de que ustedes estén escuchando este show. I know I said it in my Puerto Rican accent, but yeah. I'm sure you guys could understand
No se preocupen. el segundo episodio fue en español, como el 80%. So escúchenlo ahí y pa'lante.
Pa'lante. Muchas gracias. Thank you so much.
Last thing, guys, subscribe, rate, review on iTunes, La Verdad Podcast. You can find us on SoundCloud, subscribe, rate, review there. Google Play Music. I never use Stitcher, but we're up there also. The idea, we're trying to make it easy for you to find us. And LaVerdadLTD.com.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to La Verdad Podcast.